Well, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. Turfantine Standside Track, Sunday the 12th of April. We've got a 9-race program and 21 pentrometer, 2 meter false rail from the 700 meter mark. Basically, there's 8 races because race one, how can you go against Heath House? It's a 3-horse race. He's won his first 2 starts in a common canter. Race two, juvenile plate, 1250,000 meters, first leg of the bipod, hard to go against Lady Harlequin. Of the horses that have raced, and she is one of only two. You Should Be Dancing is the money horse in the race, number 7. Have a close look at that going down. Race 3, maiden plate, 1160. Sky Pilot, I think, will go really well here. This has had one good run against blinkers and aluminiums, which should give it a decent chance. Sabalenka is a 5-10 favorite, number 8. Stage 1 has been backed, number 7. Race 4, maiden plate, 1160. One Destiny's Dream comes with Cape form, and you know what that means. Got to go well. Eric's Girl showed pace his last couple of runs, but Ruby Whisper is probably the right horse here. The Broncos runner got good form and way ahead of the speed rating. But be careful. Last 3 starts, there hasn't been one winner, so the form has not held up. Drachenfürter gets the cheek pieces and look for improvement from this one for the Hoodlakers yard. That's number 6. Race 5, 1400 meter, merit rated 66. I like Michael Faraday. You've got to ignore his last run. It took an absolute walk in the betting. Now gets a decent ride and Michaela Mikel. It's run off bad draws its last 3 times and been dropped out. I think that this horse is going to be a player here. Palace Guard, good post-maiden, but Bay Empire really does look like the horse they've all got to beat. I thought the find of the race might be Cotinos. Race 6, Mythical Flight Sprint, 1100 meters. Zalatoris, owner change, good form, good win last time. But on the Charming Cheetah run, might find it difficult to hold that form. Charming Cheetah meets at 1 kilo better terms. They look like the main two, but I'm going to put in Miami Mountain. Course and distance, 1 from 1, and get some blinkers. Last time they took the blinkers off, obviously to see if they could get the 1400 for this horse. But he now gets the blinkers on again, which he won with, and he won over the course and distance. Go really well. Culfoot, he's got a chance. Stormy Day had really good form early on, and she might improve. Mzengweli Wenyati got some sort of chance. So it's quite a tricky race. Race 7, middle stakes, 1,000 meters. Poblano has got very good form and is your favorite and the one they've all got to beat. Vanakum, looks like she might be very useful, this filly. She gets a 1.5 claim, so she only carries 50.5 and could be the one they've all got to beat. Race 8, merit rated 84, 1,000 meters. Plus 4, course and distance, 1 from 1. Look for him to go well here. Pivotal Roll, a warm gelding out of a Captain Al Mare. A lot of speed on the dam side. Got the form, and I would think he's the one they've all got to beat. Might actually be a banker. Race 9, merit rated 72, 1,000 meters. I thought Ready Set Fire was a player here. Been back 10-6-1, and will go well. Waiting on Charlie. Gets the blinkers, that will improve her chances. And I do think that Inner Fix is worth including. Last leg of the pick 6, you always put Binder in. Ignore his last run, it seemed to run a completely flat run. We also got to get involved on the cricket run spread, 2 cricket games, first run off at 12 o'clock. The right way, and it's happened yesterday, is that you wait until 2 overs have been bowled, if the 2 opening batsmen are still there, 20 runs or more, and the run spread is under 70, you go high. They will get the run spread, and they normally do it. Good fun and good profit-making on Interbet. Then there's the Masters. Now going into the last round, McIlroy had a bad round yesterday, but I still think he's the right guy, although I've backed Scheffler and Rose. Rose for top 5 would be a good bet. And Scheffler, he's good enough to absolutely blow them away. He shot 7 under yesterday. It was some type of round of golf. But I still think if he gets it going today, he's the right guy, and he's 16-10 on Interbet. Have a great day.